This is Flying for Beginners, a Hockey RPF Jupiter Ascending crossover fic. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for post-movie crossover. Author's notes. 5 drabbles, because I just really wanted to see this crossover. And I needed a distraction before the game tonight. Sid was so absorbed in his book that he didn't notice someone standing on his patio, only an arm's length away, until the guy cleared his throat. "What are you doing here?" Sid asked sharply. The guy had a short blonde beard and a big tattoo on one arm. He also wore a holster with a gun. Sid tensed. "Her Majesty needs skating lessons," the guy said, as if that was an explanation. Sid reminded himself of what Jen told him about dealing with crazy and potentially violent fans. "Why?" he began. And that was when the guy unfolded his wings. Kane said he was an alien. Holy shit. He levitated them up to a spaceship. Holy shit! To take Sid to his queen, who apparently ruled the Earth. Given that, Sid thought his disappointment was justified when they landed in front of an ordinary old house in the middle of green fields. The door opened. A young woman ran out, then stopped when she saw Sid. She blinked. "Kane, did you kidnap Sidney Crosby?"
"You know him, Your Majesty?"
Kane asked. "My uncle is a Blackhawks fan. No offense," she added politely.
Sid smiled and hoped Johnny never found out.
Kane wasn't a good teacher, Jupiter explained, because he wasn't human and had different reflexes. When she'd become frustrated by her slow progress and mentioned that she'd never had the money to go ice skating, Kane took that as a suggestion.
"It had to be someone good,"
Kane explained his choice.
"Adapting to 3 dimensions can be hard."
Sid could confirm that. Learning how to regulate his strides when they could take him not only forward, but also up, was difficult. But it was more than worth it for the feeling of being able to skate straight up to the sky. Later, over the course of several days and increasingly successful training sessions, Jupiter and Kane told him about the universe. About dragons, different planets, and starships. "It's sort of terrifying," Jupiter admitted, spinning the hologram of Oris around with her hand. "But also so beautiful. You can't even imagine." At first, it had been hard to see her as a queen. But when she flew with her arms spread wide, bees all around her like a shimmering golden honor guard, it seemed perfectly natural.
"I wish I could show my friends," Sid said.
Jupiter shrugged. "They'll just think it's Photoshop." When Chris checked his email, he found a picture of Sid jumping 5 meters up into the air. "Cheating," Gino had commented. "Had a cape next time," Sutsi suggested. The next picture, taken from somewhere up high, showed Sid in a cape, flying Superman style.
"Now I'm impressed," Sunshine said.
Chris studied the pictures with narrowed eyes. Then he went to his safe, took out his old phone, and dialed a number he hadn't needed in years. He still knew it by heart.
"Yes?"
she greeted him brusquely.
"Diomika,
tell me how my human captain got a pair of anti-gravity boots. The end. Author's notes. Let's ignore that an inline skating teacher would probably make more sense. Reader's notes. This podfic is for Bessie Boo, because I'm not caving about Hockey RPF. I only recorded this because of the Jupiter Ascending and that fandom needs more podfic, but I figured she'd get a kick out of it anyway. 2 years and still going strong. This doesn't count. It's mostly Jupiter Ascending. Thank you everyone for listening. Other hockey people, I'm sure you're having a great time during the Stanley Cup season. Try not to kill me for getting your characters wrong. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.